As Melbourne and Mitchell Shire have gone back into lockdown, the debate about health trade-offs has re-emerged. One which we've mentioned before is that people may not come forward for breast and cervical cancer screening and may be less likely to participate in bowel cancer screening. In addition, people with worrying symptoms like bleeding, weight loss, tummy bloating and fatigue may not see their GP for investigation. Both together could lead to late diagnosis and the need for more complex treatments with side effects and perhaps poorer survival. We'll come to the Australian situation in a moment, but last week two papers were published on predicted cancer deaths and survival in the UK. Richard Sullivan, who's Professor of Cancer and Global Health at King's College London, was the author of one of them. Welcome to the Health Report.
Good morning. Thank you.
What's been the situation in the UK with non-COVID issues like cancer detection and care?
Yeah, it's really been quite serious. I mean, really very early on, it was quite clear that a lot of the decisions about the lockdown, national lockdown, were not taking into consideration the impact that either the messaging or the reduction in routine services were going to have on all the other non-communicable diseases, mental health, etc. And obviously, cancer is very, very sensitive to not just delays in diagnosis, but also to delays or admissions in treatments. And what we've seen in the UK, particularly in the English NHS, is a radical reduction in the number of new patients that have been presenting with cancer.
And you've, I mean, obviously the UK pandemic has been much worse than Australia with tens of thousands of cases and many deaths, a little less so in Scotland. What, I mean, and has, just on people presenting to GPs, has that really diminished a lot in the UK during the pandemic?
Yes, hugely. I mean, the lockdown messaging, the stay-at-home messaging was really very, very ruthless and people just simply weren't presenting. And a lot of our routine pathways also shut down. I mean, because of the uncertainty and because of the lack of the testing capacity at hospitals, the lack of PPE equipment, we saw many of our routine diagnostic services at hospital level also being stopped. And the paper we actually did, we focused purely on the delays in diagnosis for these four particular cancer types in the English NHS.
So you looked at breast cancer, colorectal cancer, bowel cancer, in other words, lung cancer and esophageal cancer. That's the gullet leading into the stomach.
Yes.
So just briefly tell me about the study and what you've concluded.
Yeah, so we purely looked at delays in diagnosis here. So we're not dealing here with delays in or changes or omissions of treatment. We purely looked at the delays in diagnosis, and we looked at the excess deaths to be expected because of the delays in diagnosis for the next 5 years for these four cancer types. And essentially what we saw across the board for breast cancer, we estimated essentially a 10% increase in excess deaths. Bowel cancer, 17%, huge amount. For gullet cancer, 6%, and for lung cancer, about 5%. What this led to is essentially around 3,000 to 3,500 excess deaths over the next 5 years. But the important point here is these are much younger patients. So what that means essentially is around 59,000 to 63,000 years of lost life. And let me just make it very clear here. This is only delays in diagnosis. This is just in the English National Health Service, not in the other three regions. And this is only in the four major cancer types. So this is really the tip of the iceberg.
Stay on the line, Richard, because I'm going to bring on in Grant MacArthur here. Professor Grant MacArthur is Executive Director of the Victorian Comprehensive Cancer Centre in Melbourne and Chair of the Cancer COVID-19 Network for Australia. Welcome back to the Health Report, Grant.
Pleasure to be with you, Norm.
Now, you've been listening to what Richard Sullivan's been saying. How does that compare to what we've had here in Australia?
Well, what Professor Sullivan's study has shown is really to estimate what impact delays of diagnosis will have on cancer mortality, and I think the numbers are very telling and concerning. So what we know in Victoria, where we have had approximately 30% reduction in reporting of cancers since lockdown began, that if you consider that there could be maintenance of those sort of reduction in numbers for a period of 6 months, that means a delay of over 3,000 cases of cancer in Victoria, and that's just looking at the common cancers.
So in other words, the dimensions are not that dissimilar.
No, I think they're quite similar indeed. So although in Australia we did not have the same caseload as the UK for COVID cases, we did have all the impacts on healthcare that come from the lockdown.
And I'll come back to you, Richard Sullivan, in London. What solutions are you proposing in the UK? Because you've still got a significant pandemic. There's a lot of virus still circulating in the UK.
Yeah, I think it's been. I think this is very, very telling. I think the first thing to say is if you're, you know, the UK was driven by obviously this modelling exercise, which totally ignored the indirect impacts on healthcare. And one of the first things we've done is obviously we've set up this COVID-19 and cancer global task force. I'm delighted to say that Professor Karen Canfell at the Cancer Council New South Wales is leading the global modelling consortium. So in other words, making sure that when we do these estimates in terms of lockdown policy, we take into account the indirect impact. The second thing is, of course, at the operational level is getting patients to present with symptoms, getting those routine pathways moving again, and dealing with this huge backlog that we have at the moment in diagnostic services. But it's really not easy because none of the operational aspects were put into place very early on. And unfortunately, because of the lack of testing, because of the lack of operational readiness, because of the lack of PPE in the UK early on in the pandemic, we're now playing catch-up. And that catch-up is probably going to go on for 12 to 18 months. So as I said, these are the estimates we're giving in this paper are the low-level estimates here. I think what this says is in pandemics, you've got to prepare to keep your normal health services open.
So, Grant, what's happening in Victoria as we speak? I mean, when we've spoken about this before, it wasn't with you, it was with the Cancer Council Australia, but when we assumed that the Victorian Cancer Registry drop, late diagnosis drop, was applicable nationally, but now you've got a second lockdown. What do you know about what's happening here and the solutions?
Well, I think the second spike in caseload is going to extend this period of time at which people are not presenting, you know, to their GPs and other healthcare providers for their workup. So, you know, what we will commence doing now is to campaigns to strongly encourage people to don't delay attending your GP if you have any of the symptoms you mentioned early, Norman, that might be cancer. People should attend for their screening investigations. Our healthcare...
You're open for business is the message.
Absolutely. Open for business, and our healthcare providers, you know, one of the advantages we've had is time to prepare and really get our healthcare providers to set up very safe situations where the chances of being exposed to COVID is extremely low. And so we encourage people very strongly to don't delay and get your symptoms checked out.
Thanks very much to you both. That was Grant MacArthur, who's Executive Director of the Victorian Comprehensive Cancer Centre and Chair of the Cancer COVID-19 Network, and Richard Sullivan, who's Professor of Cancer and Global Health at King's College London.